I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today. More than 30,000 students, faculty, and staff have received prevention training since April 30th as MSU redoubles efforts to combat relationship violence and sexual misconduct through revised and expanded prevention programs.
My name is Kelly Schweda. I am the director of the Prevention, Outreach, and Education Department at Michigan State University. The Prevention, Outreach, and Education Department, we call it POE, took 10 years in the development. So it's a brand new office. We just started April 30th, and it was actually the brainchild of the President's Advisory Work Group. And we decided that one person doing prevention for the entire campus was definitely not enough for the campus. Michigan State University had a lot more prevention needs than we were able really to resource. So we looked at what exactly we wanted it to look like. And we wanted to cast a very wide net and include lots of different levels. In the past, since 2008, we have really focused our prevention efforts on incoming freshmen, incoming students, and getting them all through a sexual assault and relationship violence, which is what's called the SARV program. And we still have that program, but now we've expanded quite a bit. And we have now 6 prevention specialists, and they all have an area of expertise.
Michigan State now requires that all first and second year students attend in-person prevention and bystander intervention training.
Well, we are actually doing a lot. So a lot of prevention efforts in other universities are still under-resourced. I know a lot of them are getting a lot more resources, but Michigan State University really is doing exceeding best practice and really looking at what all we need to do to engage. Currently, we have specialists which have all different area of expertise. So instead of having one staff that's supposed to be spread very thin in a lot of different areas, each staff can really focus on specific programming.
My name is Moy Joseph. I am the male engagement specialist at the Prevention, Outreach, and Education Office at Michigan State University. So for me, I work primarily with our athletics programming. Mariah and I actually split it. So I work with the men's team. She works with the female team. Additionally, I work with fraternity and sorority populations here. And try to bring speakers onto campus in order to get them talking about conversations related to sexual misconduct, relationship violence. In terms of why it's important to me, I think that especially I do identify as a cisgender black man. There are not many cisgender black men engaging in this work, and I think it's really important for us to not only be a part of these conversations, but also have leadership positions in these conversations, right? Because we're talking about culture change. I work with a lot of fantastic women in our office. There are a lot of fantastic women that are leading the change, but in order for us to have a culture change, not only in MSU, but in our broader society, we really do need to have more men engaging in this work and leading these conversations. And that's why I think it's important for me to get involved in this work, and that's what I want my work, at least the work that I do with men on this campus, to do. I kind of want to destigmatize this conversation for them and allow them to feel open and comfortable in creating a culture shift within, you know, spaces that are largely identified as men or masculine spaces. There's a lot of curiosity on this topic, especially in a lot of the I've been doing a lot of trainings with athletics teams for right now, and they've been very receptive for the most part to these conversations that we've been having. They've been asking a lot of questions, and they feel like the work that we've been doing has been very engaging, at least from the feedback that I've received. And so I definitely feel like there has been some progress even in the short time that I've been here, and I'm just excited to see what's going to happen.
Hi, I'm Mariah Slow, and I am the Graduate Outreach and Prevention Specialist with the Prevention, Outreach, and Education Department. So what I really love about working with the POE department is that, like Kelly said, we're really intentional about reaching the entire campus community, and we know that in order to end sexual violence and relationship violence, it has to be a culture shift. So we're not just focusing on one population. We're really trying to reach all populations, and that's why in my position specifically, I'm focusing on graduate student outreach. We also have a program specialist focused on faculty and staff, and we partner a lot on addressing department-level specific needs. So we'll go in and do a training that's specifically for a department. So again, we're really trying to shift the culture about these issues and educate everyone at a higher level than just like reaching one population of people. In addition to the work that I've been doing with athletics and designing programs for them, I've been working on designing programs for graduate students, and I do a lot of the new department trainings at the beginning of semesters. We'll go in and train a whole department of graduate students about these issues and making sure that they know about the resources and how to support survivors, et cetera.
Well, we still have our training, the SAR program that engages with first-year students. We have between 60 and 80 peer educators at any given year, and they are out doing about 256 workshops for our incoming freshmen and transfer students. Then we have our second-year programming, which is in-person as well, which is called the Bystander Network, and that's new this year. Previously, once you go through the first-year programming, after that, it's all online, whereas this year, the first 2 years, we think are the most critical years that students really need to learn a lot and get on the same page and really start talking about things in order to really get our culture to really shift in a positive way. So we have the first 2 years, which are mandated for all incoming students, and then second-year students. After that, then they get boosters online. But then we have as Mariah said, we have graduate student outreach. We have faculty staff outreach. We have lots of different programs that we're doing, explaining policy and understanding how to support survivors and understanding, like, what does it mean to be a mandated reporter? But how can you do that but be supportive of students that you care about? Faculty, we've been engaging a lot with faculty about, you know, how do we infuse this into different ways into our syllabi and into our classrooms, and how are we talking about this and making sure that we're a survivor-friendly campus?
Shweta says students are driving the initiative.
A lot of our programming is really student and our staff, faculty, and student-led. We are really spending a lot of time listening to what people need and what people want, what works, what doesn't work, and then developing what people really want on our campus. And people really want to feel, they want to feel heard, they want to feel supported, they want to know that there's changes happening on this campus. So the best way to do that is to be visible, to have a voice on this campus, and we're trying to get as many people to really be active in making these changes on campus.
We hope that people know that they can request for us to come in and do trainings. So we have on our website, we have all of our programs listed, and then we also have a way that you can put in a training request. And we are really happy to adapt trainings as departments need them or as groups, organizations need them. So if someone wanted something specifically on sexual harassment prevention or bystander intervention, we can really tailor programs to the specific needs of the people that are asking for them. And that's something that is really exciting for us to do too, because we really enjoy getting to be creative with our programming and being able to tailor it for a specific audience. For example, this last semester I made a training for the College of Vet Medicine, and it was focused on sexual harassment prevention and bystander intervention. And I really tailored it for vet medicine, and they really appreciated that. So that's something that we look forward to doing in the future.
MSU's Prevention, Outreach, and Education Office is growing.
Well, we are currently hiring our seventh specialist, and that person is a climate response specialist. So this person will really be focused on when departments have an issue or if a whole department is impacted in some way by maybe a specific incident or by just a climate issue, they can engage with this particular specialist. Michigan State does a lot of different things in a lot of different ways, and we have a lot of expertise. But it's not necessarily being organized and streamlined in the most effective way for departments to be able to access. So this person will be helping them really shift any small culture changes or large culture changes that they need to make within their departments too, around relationship violence and sexual assault.
The Prevention, Outreach, and Education Office promotes safety and improves quality of life by educating members of the MSU campus community on sexual assault and relationship violence, eliminating violence on campus, empowering staff, faculty, and students to become advocates for a nonviolent community, and positively affecting social change. Learn more or get involved at poe.msu.edu. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.